They were the best of days. I don't believe that it could ever happen again, because the magic of AM was just, I was mentioning earlier, it was like the theater of the mind. We made pictures, visual pictures, to go along with the things we did. It wasn't just punching a record and saying, okay, this is the jock, this is the music. It was coming up and coming up with a clever way to introduce a record, a clever way to talk about the temperature, a clever way to talk about the town. I don't think it can be repeated today. What do you think, Gary?
I think if there were talent available, and if they had the mindset of Orson Welles when he did War of the Worlds and really took that that paintbrush and painted that picture, it would work. I think it would work again. Mm-hmm. But I've noticed lately that since all these group ownerships have come about, you've got like a program director running 7 or 8 radio stations. So he doesn't really have the time to go in and train his disc jockeys and help create that creativity.
Well, we had fun then. It was eating and sleeping radio. I would come in there some mornings at 9 o'clock and then go home at 5 and then come back at 8 o'clock and stay until 2 o'clock in the morning just working on radio, just eating and sleeping.
I remember getting off the air at 7 and staying there till midnight cutting commercials, getting that one commercial perfect.
And getting it just right, exactly.
Yeah.
And getting
it. You'd look down at the floor. I mean, this is the day before we had computers and stuff. And you would actually have to take a grease pencil and mark it on the head.
That's right.
Put it up there, splice it.
Get it just right.
Get the other splice and splice it.
And I could not
play
wait.
It. And if it wasn't just right, you'd have to redo that splice again. Then you'd look down at the floor, and it looked like you were at an Italian pizza factory because there was all this, you know, spaghetti on the floor from tape.
I could not wait, though, once you get that finished product on the cartridge.
Yeah.
And bring it in and say, Gary, take a listen to this.
Yeah.
This is going to blow your mind. You're going to love it.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
play this. You're going to love it. Play it on the cue. You're going to love it. Play it on the cue. You're going to love it. You know,
yeah.
I just, that would give me more joy than anything else in the world to create.
Radio back in those days was true emotions. We just opened up. It was nothing but emotion. In order to be able to create and paint a picture like that, that's what it had to be.
We were so far number one. I mean, we're so far ahead of anybody else that we knew we were good.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we opened up the mics, we actually thought we had something to say.
Oh,
because
we were good. And you know what we did?
We
also told them what to do.
That's right, yeah.
You know, if you don't listen to us, we're going to come to your house and take all your transistors out your radio, so you better listen.
You better listen, that's right.
You know? Wow, he's going to come destroy my radio if I don't listen. You know?
And we had that powerful compression sound and the powerful echo behind us, you know, like that. We, you know, and a little guy like me sounded like I was 15 feet tall.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. And like you said earlier, you walk into the grocery store. Oh, that's John Burwell. Even down to the, you know, when we were roommates living at Isle of Palms together.
Right.
I had my checking account with a local bank, and at the top of my check I says, this check is possible by sponsoring the Gary London Show on WTMA.
Yeah.
I had that printed on my check.
Wow. Exactly.
Yeah.
We were proud of it.
I mean, we marketed everywhere we could go. We'd go to football games and throw out footballs.
You remember when the teenagers found out where we lived and came out and visited us?
Oh, Lord, yes.
You know, just, wait a minute now.
Man.
Wait a minute. No, I'm off the air.
Yeah.
No, please, no. Get up. No, no.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, and the neighbors. That drove us harder.
Yeah, it did.
It drove us harder to even do better. Back then, we had very strict rules and regulations in radio. We had to say the time, the temperature, your name, and the call letters. All in 15 seconds, and say it different every time we did it.
That's right. That's right.
So you had to be creative.
You had to be creative.
Because back then, you didn't stop the music and talk.
You did it over the
You did it over that 7-second intro of that next song.
We used to knock on the phone system.
Oh, yeah, we should tell that story. Yeah.
We would have to take listeners with the last names beginning A through D.
Yeah, something like that, and then
you know, and then
E through G you know, or whatever like that. Right, exactly.
Because Bell South didn't have enough trunks coming in, and we just, I mean, blow them up. Yeah. And they threatened us many times to cut off the phones.
And the fact is, they could do it legally. They could do it, and so we kowtowed, you know, and said, okay, well, we needed the phones.
Exactly.
556-5851. Call now and win on the mighty GMA.
That's it.